Chapter 28, The Third Edition. God has bidden me to uncover this wickedness, and I follow His voice. Mary Baker Eddy, 1881. Early in the year, James Ackland in Philadelphia had printed and Mrs. Eddy had copyrighted her manuscript for Private Direction for Treating Disease, Metaphysically. This, however, was as a defense against the plagiarism of Ahrens. The real help to the student was the new edition of the textbook, which would soon be forthcoming. While it was still in press, she received a most welcome letter from Arthur Buswell in Cincinnati. Miranda Rice had paid him a visit, and he was inspired by her account of the progress of the scientists in Boston. In this letter of July 14th, he went on to say that Mrs. Rice had shown him how much they needed the leader there, and what a mistake it would have been had she moved to Cincinnati. On August 17th, the book was ready for delivery. Mrs. Eddy presented the first copy to her tenant and student, James Howard. He was also placed in charge of sales and promotion, although Gilbert Eddy was the publisher. The second copy may have been presented to the youthful Hanover Smith, for he spent much of the summer in the Eddy's home in Lynn. The first and second editions were not unattractive as far as the binding and outward appearance were concerned. But now, for the first time, science and health was every whit whole. The typography and printing were equal to the binding. The new edition was in two volumes. The frontispiece in volume one was a picture of Jesus raising Jairus's daughter. This had first appeared in the second edition in 1878 and continued to appear in many subsequent issues, including the revised 6th and 16th editions. The page following the title page has three quotations as follows. God is love. 1 John 4:8. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Shakespeare. I itself, I. The inside and outside. The what and the why. The when and the where. The low and the high. All I itself, I. The poem, too, had appeared in the second edition, and with the addition of the word anonymous in the 16th printing, continued to appear through hundreds of editions until it was replaced in 1908. Following Gilbert Eddy's foreword was a statement repudiating the mental malpractitioners and their work, which was signed by 30 students, in addition to Asa Gilbert Eddy. Among these were Mrs. Margaret Dunshee, whose home in Charleston had been the scene for the organization of the church in 1879, when she was made treasurer. Some names, such as Dorcas Rawson and Miranda Rice, went back to 1870, and many were new students in the past year or two, including James Howard and Julia Bartlett. For the first time, Mrs. Eddy's teaching manual, The Science of Man, was included within the pages of the textbook under the title Recapitulation. The first sentence reads, quote, "This chapter is from our class book. First edition, 1870, End quote. The 22 questions are similar, many identical, to the 24 in the last edition of the textbook. The two that have been added are the Tenets of Christian Science and question number 10, What is Mind? Expanded answers have enlarged the chapter to 33 pages from the original 19 in this edition, but one answer has been shortened. The answer to Does metaphysical science include medicine, hygiene, mesmerism, or mediumship? Covered 2 pages and read in part. We regret to say it was the malpractice and terrible crimes of a young student that called our attention to this question, manipulation, for the first time and placed it in a new moral and physical aspect. By thorough examination, we learned that manipulation hinders instead of helps mental healing. It also establishes a mesmeric connection between patient and practitioner that gives the latter opportunity and power to govern the thought and actions of his patients in any direction he chooses. The crimes of that student have since reached beyond his patients and, without manipulating, gone forth on their errands of envy and revenge to draw others into the vortex of ruin, before we discovered in 1872 the malpractice aforesaid. We had given no thought to the subject of a counteracting mental malpractice and had it to meet unprepared. We now understand that never another of our students would have gone astray from the straight and narrow path but for the continued mesmeric influences of that one, employed months and even years upon certain individuals whom he wished to turn away from Christian Science, until at last they yielded to the hidden agent and thought and did as he directed, and he boasted of his power over them. Future history will reveal him and his inauguration of a power which, if it be not discovered, is fatal to the health, life, or prosperity of the individual. The solution of Salem witchcraft has come, and its remedy is metaphysics instead of a gibbet. This is future history, and the story must be told and understood.